Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Gary Moore. Gary, you want to give us a website?
Financialseminary.org.
Financialseminary.org. Can they find your books there?
They can find references to them. They go on Amazon and so on. And my two new books I'm editing at this point for hopefully release next year, probably.
All right. Well, we want to launch him on the show. Gary, folks, Gary and I are talking about the origins, the current situation, and now we're going to talk about the future of capitalism. And, Gary, I do want to talk about where we're going because I think in the next 4 years we're going to have a very stark understanding. I think it'll be clear to more and more people about the connection between capitalism as we practice it here in America and geopolitics, because there's a real threat to America right now in the form of China. And because Russia is only a threat to us from the standpoint of their nuclear weapons, China could overtake us and dominate us in the marketplace. That's what they want to do. Now, I'm not saying they're going to. They'll succeed in that. But they have the best chance at this, and capitalism has connected us to them in ways that are beneficial, but also very corrupt. And now politics is involved with maybe a softer approach to China. What do you think? Where are we going?
Well, I think what you're saying is exactly right. You cannot separate politics from culture, which is influenced by religion and so on. That's why we're having this conversation today, Jim. And one of the things I'm critical of Christian church, all of my books have in essence been about how the Christian church abandoned the field of economic morality and left it to the economists, the politicians, and so on. And if the church, in essence, you know, the old biblical saying is there's goes the church, so goes the nation, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that somebody, whether it's a church or a guy like you, I am amazed at how much you understand this stuff, Jim, but I would hope for a remoralization of America's economy, which is something you've been working for longer than I can remember.
Yeah.
And someone is going to have to, in essence, launch what has been called by a Nobel economist, no less, it's called the Fourth Great Reawakening.
Yeah.
And where people do not return to biblical life and eschew all material possessions and so on, but we remoralize the economy and think about what investing is about. Because on Wall Street, you've got these guys who are just in there making money for themselves, and they don't care what it's doing to the future of our children and grandchildren and so on. And
the problem we've got,
Gary,
is here's where I think the problem is, and this is a drum I've been beating for a long time, and I'm going to keep beating as long as I draw breath. The problem we've got right now is we are analog humans with 10,000 years of analog history, and we have entered a digital leverage age, and we don't know how to manage this power in an ethical way. We have not figured this out. We've got the leverage. We've given a 16-year-old a race car to drive around town in, but we haven't taught that 16-year-old how to be responsible for a 500-horsepower automobile. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. We had an example of that a few weeks ago. I date a girl, Jim, who has two sons who are late teenagers, early manhood, whatever. And she told me last night that both of them have been training on Robinhood.
Yeah.
You know, they have no more understanding of economics, morality,
that's a good
and so
example.
On than anybody.
Yeah.
It's a game to them.
That's right.
It literally is.
And nobody's taught them the ethics of business, and yet they're going to be doing business online totally disconnected from any kind of ethical bearing, and that is a perfect example of how capitalism has gotten away from us.
That's exactly right. What's called gamified capitalism.
Yeah.
And as that goes, the
more we have that kind of behavior without some kind of ethical bearing, the more in jeopardy America is first, and then civilization, I think, after that. Hey, Gary, good job today. Thank you
exactly
for your perspective, and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Sure will.
Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, folks, when he said he was surprised how much I knew, I think he meant that as a compliment, even though it probably didn't sound like it. Well, I gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.